Hi, I'm Matt Merrill, and you're watching Active Riverside. Today I'm here at Shamel Park to learn a little bit about the Riverside Aquettes and synchronized swimming. Tell us a little bit about the Aquettes and synchronized swimming. I'm here today with Sue Nesbitt. Sue, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. So happy to have you here.
Well, I'm glad to be here. So tell me a little bit about the Aquettes. How long have you guys been in Riverside?
We started in 1958 as part of the YWCA, which is now the Art Museum. And once the Art Museum, the YWCA was sold, we had to find another home.
How long has synchronized swimming been in the Olympics? How long have you guys been sending Olympians?
Synchronized swimming was in the Olympics the very first time in 1984 in Los Angeles. So that was a wonderful event for us, just solo and duet. But in 96 in Atlanta, the events got switched, so team event was in. And team is our premier event, where eight girls are in the water all at the same time, doing hopefully the same thing at the same time.
Right, right. So how do you get from a beginner to advanced to Olympic status? I mean, what's the training regimen like?
It's the same as any sport. You become a very good athlete, which encompasses everything. Aerobic, anaerobic training, strength training, flexibility, the basics of the sport, body positions like a diver. I mean, you need to be a pretty good swimmer, so we train like swimmers. And we learn how to egg beater kick like a water polo player. But it's like any sport. It takes years to become good.
And it seems like for synchronized swimming, it looks to me, when I've seen it on the Olympics, it seems like dancing. What goes into the routines? Do you have a choreographer? Do you do your own choreography? Or how does that all work?
Every team is different. So one of our coaches is a very good choreographer. So she does a lot of our choreography. But each country is different and each club is different. But the choreography is important because it's an artistic sport as well as a technical sport. So half of your sport is technical and half of it is artistic.
Okay, Sue, well, I know a little bit about swimming. I've got a little bit of background in that. What do I need to get started in synchronized swimming?
Well, first of all, I saw you walk in and you're going to be a natural because I also heard you were a water polo player. So let's get you in the water.
Okay, let's go.
We're going to teach Matt a little routine, and we're going to start with a ballet leg. So, Courtney, will you show him what he's going to be doing?
Yeah.
Ready? 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then hold that position all the way to 8. So to help you get started, Shelby's going to hold your head, makes you nice and long. And Cherish, you're going to be on this end, really pull him long. That left leg is hard to do. And just encourage him there, Lauren. Okay, ready? Flat on the surface, very nice. Ready? 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, good. 3, 4, hold. 5, 6, 7, 8, great. Okay, how did it feel?
That was good.
Okay, you want to try it without your props?
All right, let's do
it. All right, ready? 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Good. Yeah, so that's the left leg. Really, really extend it. You think kicking is gonna help. You wanna try it again? Okay, ready? Girls wanna try it with them?
Yeah.
Okay, ready? 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Good. Okay, no squirting water through your mouth.
Okay, that's not good.
And you don't have to hold it so long. Once you get it up, you can bring it right down. Okay, you ready for the next part? Okay, Cherish, show them what we're doing next. So you hold 5, 6, 7, 8, back tuck somersault, turn a quarter, and up into egg beater, which I know you know how to do. Okay, you want to try it?
Let's try it.
Cherish, why don't you go beside him so he knows which way to go? Okay, ready? 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Excellent. Okay, Cherish, he's higher than you are. We got a problem here. Okay, don't go lower. You gotta bring it up.
I'm gonna go higher.
Okay, all right. You ready for the next part? Okay, so we surfaced on what count?
Five.
Are you gonna hold it? Get ready, because you're gonna show us your big jump. 6, 7, 8. Push one, bring your arms up, because we're a water polo team here. We're portraying water polo. One, and go all the way underwater. Do you need a demonstration?
I can do that.
You got that? Okay, Cherish, why don't you, well, why don't we all do it? From the back layout. Ready? From the back layout on five.
Yeah.
Right, ready? 5, 6, 7, 8. Go 1, 2, 3, 4 up. 5, 6, 7, 8. Go 1. Wow. Very nice. Very nice. Okay, our grand finale is a lift. So, you're going to be in a tuck position. Make sure your ears are underwater, because Lauren's going to give you the signal. Shelby's going to hold on to one leg. Cherish is going to hold on to the other. And Mighty Mouse here is going to hold them both. Make sure you stand really straight. Okay, let's see how that looks. And we're going to face this way. Okay, what did you feel?
I fell backwards.
Right, okay, so sometimes people fall forward, and sometimes people feel bad. So try to feel the weight right in the middle of your foot, right straight up. Let's try it again. Nice! That one was a take. We've got it. I think we're ready for the whole routine. Are we ready? Let's get in a nice pattern.
How far am I supposed to be away?
You're fine. They'll work around you. Okay, ready? All right, head back. Remember that left leg. Okay, ready? 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. 5, 6, 7, 8. Go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Up. 5, 6, 7, 8. Go. 1. And our grand finale. Yes. Really good.
Well, Sue, how'd I do? Am I ready to be on a quit?
You have passed with flying colors. You are now a Riverside Aquat.
All right. Cap's going on.
I'm Matt Merrill. Thanks for watching Active Riverside. Ready, girls?
Stay active, Riverside.